Hello and welcome to the Friday, November 22nd, 2024 edition of the Sands and Storms and Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Singapore. Didi looked at some phishing emails that made the news recently. These phishing attachments are actually using the little bit unusual SVG file format. SVG is a vector-based image format. It's often used on web pages. For example, on the Internet Storm Center, we have these little icons on the left that are encoded as SVG. The advantage of SVG is that because it's a vector format, it scales nicely. It can also easily be embedded in a web page, so you don't need to load additional files. But attackers apparently are using these images in order to bypass detection rules. In addition, SVG may embed JavaScript, and that's being abused here in order to pull in the company's logo from a web service that, well, offers company logos based on their domain name. So if an attack is targeting a particular individual, then the domain name of the email address is being used to display that company's logo, which of course makes the attack more plausible. Have seen similar things in the past on other phishing emails without SVG. But yes, the main point here of SVG is to bypass detection rules, not really to launch any fundamentally different attack. And in today's weaknesses in enterprise security tools, we have a little bit of a minor issue in the 40 client VPN. The issue here is logging. If an attacker launches a brute force attack with 40 client, the failed login attempts are usually logged, and that's good so. But you also want to log successful login events. And the problem here is that there is a two-stage process for the login, and that's not bad. You first authenticate the credentials, then you check if the user actually has access. And after both stages are successfully passed, the successful login is logged. The trick here is that an attacker may stop the process after the authentication stage, so the attacker then knows that the credentials are valid but is not completely logged in yet, has not gotten past the access control stage yet, and as a result the successful attempt is not logged. This is a problem for defenders because they don't know now that the attacker is aware of having valid credentials for this particular user. They could come later and directly use them from a different IP address, so you would not associate that successful login with the brute force attack. But if you look at it a bigger picture, you probably should first implement multi-factor authentication before worrying about the details of logging brute force attacks. And just a quick side note, I've been talking about Palo Alto vulnerabilities quite a bit lately. Well, it turns out that according to some reports, now about 2,000 of these Palo Alto systems have been compromised. At this point, you should certainly assume compromise if you are finding an unpatched Palo Alto system. And Qualys published an advisory with details regarding an interesting vulnerability in the Linux neat restart script. Neat restart is being executed if you install or update software. As the name neat restart implies, the tool then checks if anything has to be restarted on your system in order to load updated binaries for this particular process, like for example your web server. However, this can apply to a wide range of different software, and the problem here is if the process that needs to be restarted is actually a Python script, for example. This also applies to a couple other languages. Then the neat restart script pulls the Python path from this particular process's environment. And of course, that process may be owned by a less privileged user. And as a result, that less privileged user can then trick neat restart into running arbitrary code. The vulnerability has been addressed, and Qualys also suggests a configuration fix. Also, a couple other similar vulnerabilities, like some time of creation, time of use type vulnerabilities that are also being addressed in this particular bulletin. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening. There will be no podcast on Monday due to my travel schedule. So talk to you again on Tuesday.